Have you ever had that experience where you're like reading a verse you've read 100 times before, and then this time you read it and it comes alive?
Yes.
It jumps off the page and you're like, I never knew what this meant until this very moment, you know, and you feel like the heavens open and there's like angels singing. I'm just kidding. But you feel like you have this new inspiration of wow, I never saw it like that before. And the word is alive. And so at any moment, as you begin to take hold of it, and as you begin to talk to the Lord about it, he can just drop revelation in your heart about what that looks like. And often that will be enough to bring transformation.
Welcome to Believe and Become, Spirit-led breakthrough for transformation that lasts.
We're Josh and Karina Grieger, authors, speakers, and freedom coaches who help Christians like you break free from anxiety, burnout, and spiritual frustration by renewing your mind and walking in truth.
If you're hungry for real, lasting change and ready to grow in identity, peace, and purpose, you're in the right place.
Let's believe what God says and become who He created us to be.
Last episode, we talked about real transformation, Romans 12:2, being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Mm-hmm. And we talked about the basic idea behind that, the concepts behind that, why that's important. But we want to give you some real practical tips, ideas, things that have worked for us of what does that look like in real life? How do you actually renew your mind, be transformed by the renewing of your mind? So what does that look like? Karina has some great ideas on that.
Yeah. So I recently wrote a book called Transformed by Truth, and it's available on Amazon. And this whole premise is that we can go to church and do all the right things that we think we should be doing without actually being changed. And I've seen it time and again over the years. I was raised in church, and then we've been in ministry for about 20 years. It's just the hardest thing for me to watch is people that come in looking for true transformation and just can't find it. And so I wrote this book with the intention of making it really practical. I love sitting with people, having conversations about life. And so that's really the way that I wanted to write the book. But also, I like making things doable. How do we get from point A to point B? What is the solution? What are the steps that I need to take? And so the Lord gave me this really simple acrostic of apply, APPLY, appropriate the word, pray the word, put on the word, let it change you, and then yield a harvest. And so I want to just talk through that today, talk through the process and what that might look like, what that has looked like for me. Maybe Josh has some ideas of what that has looked like for him. But the first thing to do is to appropriate it. And appropriate just means to grab hold of it, to take something and to make it your own, to put it into practice or put it to use. A simple analogy would be if you went to the store and you saw something that you liked or you wanted, in order to make that your own, you would have to purchase it. You take it to the register, and then you take it home with you so that you can use it. And so that is appropriation in a very simple form. And so what that looks like with the word is to begin to find what the Lord is speaking to you in scripture. And maybe you're struggling with anxiety, for example. That's something that we have both worked through. So what does the Bible say about anxiety? That would be a really simple Google search, right? What does the Bible say about anxiety? You would come up probably with hundreds of verses, but one that comes to mind is Matthew chapter 6, where he says, be anxious for nothing, where he says, why are you worried? Why are you worried about tomorrow? It's, I think, probably 4 or 5 times that Jesus says, don't worry, don't be anxious. Yeah. It's going to be okay. And so that would be a really great place to stop and to begin to appropriate some verses. What is the Lord speaking to you through this passage, and how can you apply it to your life? So that for me, that specific chapter has been one that really has just blessed me so much, where the Lord has said, don't worry. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about what you're going to eat or drink or what you'll wear. It's going to be okay. I've got you. And so that for me, that chapter, like Pastor Bill Johnson says, there's chapters where you just go to rest and to just be with the Lord. That's one of my chapters where I just really feel like I encounter him there. And so it's mine. That's my chapter. I took hold of it.
It's so easy now. Yeah. Find verses.
Yeah.
It used to be hard.
We used to have to like get a concordance and stuff.
But now just searching up verses on whatever you're struggling with, people have, you know, pages of, you know, 25 verses to deal with fear or whatever it is. And then read through those and find the ones that really speak to you.
Yeah.
And then I like to write them out on little note cards, mm-hmm. or Karina writes them on sticky notes and sticks them all around the house so that you're running into those regularly, mm-hmm. working on memorizing them and mm-hmm. just applying to them to your life. Whenever those feelings come up, yeah. whenever the thoughts come up, you're prepared. You have right. something that you can fight with.
Yeah. And I like to say it's not always about like how many verses do you have memorized. It's more about just getting them into you. Yeah. It says your word I've hidden in my heart. And I have found that there are times when verses have popped out of my mouth that I didn't even know were in there. And so it's really just about putting his word into your mind, into your heart, taking hold of it as your own. And that could look as simple as putting your name into a verse. In Isaiah, there's a verse that says, "Fear not. I have redeemed you. I've called you by name. You are mine." And really simply, you could just say, "Fear not, Karina. I have redeemed you, Karina. You are mine. You belong to me, Karina." Like, you could just stick your name in there and it would be so easy just to turn that into something that you can hear the Lord speaking over you. And so just appropriating the word, taking hold of the word, take it home with you so that you can begin to use it. And the next thing I like to do is to pray the word. I find that when I speak the word back to God, I get so much deeper insight. I feel like Holy Spirit comes alongside and shows me things that I hadn't seen before. And so specifically in Romans 12, 2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will know what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And it's so basic to just go, "God, I want to be transformed by the renewing of my mind." Like, how hard is that, right? To just stop when a verse sticks out to you and to pray it back to him. "Lord, show me what your will is. I've been seeking your will all my life and I've never known it, but it's right here in the scripture." All I need to do is to trust you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You could sing the word. You could turn it into songs or prayers.
And thanking him. "Thank you, Lord, that I am transformed
yes.
by the renewing of my mind." You know, turning it into thanksgiving is really powerful because those are God's promises.
Yeah.
So pray, yeah. talk and pray like it's already happened.
Yes.
Those are his promises to you, and his promises are really, really good.
Absolutely.
You can take them to the bank.
Yes. I love that. Yeah. "Thank you, God, that I am transformed by the renewing of my mind. Thank you that you're leading me to the right verses, that you're speaking the right things over me, and you're showing me how to do your will." That's so simple, but it's so powerful because it begins a conversation and it deepens your relationship with him. And I really believe that the word was written for us to commune with him. It's not a one-way thing where we're just supposed to memorize it and then robotically perform it. We're supposed to engage with it. The word is alive and active. It says it right there in 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, one of the Timothys. Says it right there. The word of God is alive and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Actually, I think that's in Hebrews. But it's for us, and it is to do good things in our lives. I don't know. Have you ever had that experience where you're like reading a verse you've read 100 times before, and then this time you read it and it comes alive?
Yes.
It jumps off the page.
All
and
the
you're
time.
Like, "I never knew what this meant until this very moment," you know, and you feel like the heavens open and there's like angels singing. I'm just kidding. But you feel like you have this new inspiration of I never saw it like that before. And the word is alive. And so at any moment, as you begin to take hold of it and as you begin to talk to the Lord about it, he can just drop revelation in your heart about what that looks like. And often that will be enough to bring transformation, but it really gives a new desire, a renewed desire to engage with the word. For some of us, I don't know that, like, there are some people who just love the word and they just want to be in it all the time and they study and they just love all of it. And then there's some people who just don't. And it feels like, okay, I'm reading my Bible. I don't always understand it. But I think that when we engage with the writer, when we engage with the Holy Spirit as we're reading it, that brings a whole new level of understanding to our scripture reading for sure.
Yeah. And I like to also turn scriptures into declarations.
Yes.
Because you can, then you're speaking God's word as truth over yourself. And mm-hmm. as you hear yourself say those things, it causes a change in the way that you think, in the way that you believe. It's yeah. very powerful to speak out loud God's truth about you, about himself. And it's one of the most powerful ways that you can change the way that you think.
Yeah. Would you like to give us an example of a scripture declaration that you speak over yourself?
Well, that's actually a really good question. So one of the ones that I like to use is 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And so way to change that into declarations, just to say, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. You could say, I have a sound mind. I'm filled with the love of God. I'm filled with his Holy Spirit power. I am victorious over fear because I have a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind.
Yeah.
And I love that one. I really like to use as a thank you. Thank you, God, that you've not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind.
So good. I love that. So that kind of leads into the next P, which is put it on. And put it on means we meditate on it and we memorize it. And so as a child, I love to memorize things. And so memorizing scripture was always pretty easy for me. As a 40-something-year-old woman, remembering things has become much harder. And so it doesn't always stick. And so I've had to be pretty intentional with memorizing scripture. But that, you know, like Josh mentioned, putting sticky notes on my mirror or 3x5 cards, taping them to my mirror or to the dashboard in the car or to just different places where you're going to see them throughout the day. I love going to Hobby Lobby and getting, you know, beautifully framed artwork that has scripture written into it, because it's something that not only I will see every day, but my children will see every day. And they'll be putting God's word in their hearts without even realizing it. But the meditation aspect, I think we all know we need to memorize the word. We need to have it in our hearts. But the meditation part of it, I think, is something that much of the Christian world has lost sight of. And I think it's something that is so valuable and so beautiful for us to really contemplate the word, for us to chew on the word. And biblical meditation is not maybe what you're thinking of. Like, you know, it's not yoga. It's not emptying your mind, and it's not transcendence. It's none of these things. It is just this repetition of the word over and over and over. It's like you're chewing on the word to extract all of the goodness. And so it would just simply be, God has not given me a spirit of fear. God has not given me a spirit of fear. God has given me a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. And literally just repeating it to yourself over and over and over throughout the day as you take a shower, as you drive to work, whatever you're doing, laundry, that you're repeating the word of God and you're speaking it over yourself, but you're also allowing the Holy Spirit, you're giving him room to come in and do something inside of you, so that even as you're speaking it, he is bringing it to pass. And it's such a beautiful picture of communion with the Lord. That's not just rote memorization. That's not just doing it for the sake of doing it, but it's really to get it into every part of you. And so I think this idea of putting on the word can look like so many things, but meditation and memorization are two really great ways to clothe yourself with the word. And one of the things that I found really interesting when I was writing my book is all of the different references to being clothed in the Bible. There's so many different references to being clothed with humility, being clothed with kindness, being clothed with love, being clothed. And so there's all of this imagery of putting on the likeness of Jesus.
So good.
Do you have any tips or ideas about either of those things or ways that you've found that make it easier?
Well, I have a spiral bound note cards. You can get them at, you know, Walmart for 99 cents or something yeah. like that. They're very inexpensive, but writing the scriptures that are really meaningful to you in the season that you're in, whatever you're working on, and having those ready so you can go through them is really helpful. The ones that you're memorizing, having them on cards that you can just flip through. Or when you start to feel discouraged or whatever, the thing that you're dealing with comes back up, you can just flip through those and go, okay, I got those. And you could put those on your phone and do it electronically. Sometimes it's nice to not have the distraction of your phone, because then you won't get, notifications, or you're not tempted to check your email or social media or whatever it is. You can put that away and really focus, have some focus time. So I like to have those. That's something that's been helpful for me.
Yeah. One of the things I did, I also wrote a devotional journal that's called Transformed by Truth. And that is 30 days of just activations in memorization and meditation. And it just gives you a prompt, a little teaching on a verse and then space to journal. But one of the things that we did initially was it was a challenge that I did with some friends over email and Facebook. And one of the things that we did was we took a screenshot of our verse from our Bible app, and then we put it on as our wallpaper on our lock screen so that every time you pick up your phone before you do anything else, you read your verse. Think about how many times you touch your phone in a day. That's how many times then you're getting that scripture into your eyeballs and hopefully speaking it out loud. And so it really just gave a simple, easy way to go. Every time I pick up my phone, I'm going to recite the scripture, and pretty soon you probably memorize it without even trying. So you can use your phone to help. It's not always harmful, but it's definitely something that you have to be intentional about. And so the next letter is L, which is let it change you. I think that this is one of the most important parts, because as we put the word on, as we memorize it, as we engage with the Lord, there's going to be conviction. There's going to be things that come up. There's going to be things that you're like, God, I thought we were talking about this other thing. And he's like, haha, tricked you. We call that Jehovah sneaky. When he comes in and he goes, I know you thought we were talking about that, but we're really talking about this. You know, maybe you thought you were memorizing this verse because you had to watch your mouth, but really now you're realizing it's a heart issue and he wants to do some pruning in there, and that feels kind of uncomfortable. You got to let it change you. And so this is the part where we get to lean in and partner with what God wants to do. And we talked a lot about that in our last episode, talking about transformation, that it's not about what we can do, but it's about what he can do. And it's about us just walking with him in that process. And so I think that when we let the word do the work, then why is yield the harvest? And it's such a beautiful thing to see our lives changed, but it's even more beautiful to see other people's lives changed because of the things that God has done inside of us. So that's a brief overview of my book, Transformed by Truth.
So we hope that these have been helpful tips for, you know, practical ways to renew your mind. Do you want to just go through, tell them again what it is?
Yeah. So it's A, appropriate the word, P, pray the word, and then the next P is put it on, L is for let it change you, and Y is yield a harvest.
I think that's so good. And God is faithful. When we really are intentional to renew our mind, to think again and again and again, that renewing process, thinking his truth, it will change the way that we think. It will change what we believe about ourselves, about God, about other people, our circumstances, and it will transform our lives. That's a promise to God. You can take that promise to the bank.
Yeah,
you will be changed by applying his word to your life and changing the way that you think. So thanks for spending time with us on this. We hope that was helpful. Again, check out our resources. We have Karina's book is available on Amazon. My book's available on Amazon. Check out our coaching website, joshandkarina.com/coaching. All those links are available in the show notes. And thanks for joining us.
And don't forget to subscribe.